Hi, this is Jack Vaughn speaking with you today for our first Talking Data podcast of 2018. I'm a news writer for SearchDataManagement.com, but I also contribute on occasion to Search Business Analytics. And what I'd like to do today is to share parts of our conversation, a conversation I had with James Kobelius for a Q&A on Search Business Analytics. James and I discussed AI, machine learning, and DevOps there. But here I thought I would share some of James's conversation on some related matters, ones that should have some resonance for search data management readers. It touches on the analytics engines that underpin machine learning and AI these days, as well as some of the larger architectural shifts that we might be seeing. One has to wonder to what extent AI will be limited or even a widely used tool. To start, I asked James Kobelius if Hadoop and Spark hadn't set the stage for the AI gold rush that we see these days. Asked him what engines are doing the new machine data processing.
Pretty much every platform now you can name, operating platform or database platform or application platform, server, whatever, incorporates machine learning engines, runtime engines, to be able to process, you know, these neural nets, deep learning models, and so forth. So pretty much this technology, the runtime, as well as the algorithmic libraries and so forth, have become ubiquitous. And so essentially, when you look at, for example, let's say the modern generation of IT operational management tools, you know, they all involve increasingly a deeper footprint for AI as a tool for plowing into, drilling down into the petabytes and beyond of, say, log data coming from systems and applications and devices to be able to look for patterns indicative of, you know, failures, performance degradation, and so forth. It gives you an example of the fact that AI, as a way of finding patterns rapidly in data, with a degree of efficiency, incident detection and response systems very much leverage both real-time streaming analytics that is infused by, you know, AI, machine learning, as well as have the ability to plow into deep logs of system data to find security vulnerabilities, whatever, you know, penetration attempts and so forth. So the platforms, like Hadoop, is a huge platform everywhere for running machine learning, AI, et cetera, against data at rest. Spark is an important runtime platform and development environment for building these applications for processing data in memory, in, you know, massively parallel distributed memory across the cloud and so forth.
Yeah.
So machine learning is, in many ways, is the predominant, refers to the predominant set of applications running inside of Hadoop clusters, Spark clusters, but also clusters built on these higher-level deep learning frameworks like TensorFlow and MXNet and CNTK and so forth. What I'm getting at, Jack, is that if you look at the growing stack of platforms and tools, you know, there's, you know, for big data analytics, most of it's open source, Hadoop, Spark, Kafka for streaming, you know, all these deep learning toolkits like TensorFlow. It's all about AI, fundamentally. It's all about providing deeper stacks of capabilities to do more sophisticated AI more rapidly, and then to drive those algorithmically automated insights into every application we use, including especially mobile devices and Internet of Things endpoints, to be able to take actions either autonomously based on the patterns that are, you know, detected by the tools, by the AI, or to assist human beings in taking actions, you know, like a chatbot. Chatbots are nothing without natural language processing to drive the chat. And really, the natural language processing absolutely needs AI to be able to do that rapidly. And the AI is not just processing and engaging you in a simulated conversation with a human being. The AI is also, in many chatbots, doing things like making real-time recommendations, like, you know, geospatial based on, you know, your lat-long coordinates,
mm-hmm.
or making recommendations based on the entire history of conversations with you and the AI process model of your intentions, your sentiments, your background, the kinds of things you've bought or would like to buy or use or would like to use or go or like to go, whatever. What I'm getting at is that AI is, you know, in many ways, it's a broad paradigm now.
James Kobelius, who is an analyst with Wikibon, told us AI can be computationally intense at different steps in the cycle and at different tiers in the architectures of the that are developing now around AI. It is what, in fact, people are calling the Internet of Things. The upshot is that there is a new shape developing for data management and for application development as well. Here's more from our interview.
What's happening is that more and more of the AI is being compressed of necessity, or the models, the statistical models, are being compressed to run in these resource-constrained devices at the edge, and the devices at the edge are increasingly able to take more autonomous action without having to do a round trip back to the, you know, the tier three cloud, or even in some cases back to the hub, depending on the specific function being performed. So a greater degree of autonomous disconnected operation is enabled through AI in microservices that are deployed to edge devices. So what I'm getting at is that what I'm sketching out here is the fact that AI is starting as intelligence, as data-driven statistical intelligence to enable varying degrees of autonomous or semi-autonomous, or at least augmentation of human capabilities, is happening everywhere in the network, especially increasingly at the edges. And more of what processing going on at those devices is AI. And it's really AI is autonomously driven from locally sensed data. And that is, like, in many ways, increasingly the sort of the edge-oriented new fabric of data in the enterprise and in the world at large. And so the developers of applications, you know, like I said, chatbots are a great one to point to because everybody understands roughly what those do, are increasingly the focus of developers everywhere. And developers have to be data scientists or at least have tools like self-service data science tools to be able to build the machine learning and train the machine learning, deep learning models, and then deploy them to these, you know, these target environments like you know, mobile devices. So really, in terms of the data itself, you know, much of the training of these models is happening in a centralized fashion because these are large data sets. You're not going to be able to train at the edge. Nor are you going to train at the hubs or the gateways, you know, because those are specialized controllers for edge devices. Much of the training, the model training, is very data and compute intensive. It'll happen in the cloud. Much of the what's called inferencing, that the actual operational work of those algorithms in real applications, is happening at the edges where the data, you know, is ingested, you know, machine data, et cetera. And so the new fabric of data management is that huge amounts of data at the core of the network of the cloud, and that's for training. There's a huge amount that's highly distributed at the edges, and that's increasingly being used to drive real-time inferencing. But then you need an end-to-end DevOps workflow to be able to bring some order to how the AI models that are, you know, that are the core of this new development pipeline, to bring some order to how those models are built, how they're trained and tested, how they're deployed, how they're evaluated, how they're swapped out for better fit models. In an industrial grade production pipeline, and that's really the new shape of data management and application development that we're seeing.
Well, we'd like to offer our thanks to James Kobelius, analyst, Wikibon. There's going to be a lot to keep an eye on this year, and he's helped us chart out a sort of roadmap for how to pursue this. Certainly, he and his colleagues at Wikibon have taken an interesting approach to technology predictions for 2018. We invite you to check that out on the Wikibon site. Our thanks as well to our podcast listeners today. Just a reminder, you are always welcome to visit us on Search Business Analytics and Search Data Management, and to subscribe to the TechTarget Talking Data podcast on iTunes if you like.